John Day. John Day was born in Kentucky and became a mountain man in the upper Missouri River country. In 1810, he joined the Astoria expedition, marching overland to the mouth of the Columbia River. Along the way, John Day became sick. He was abandoned along the Snake River, along with a friend of his, Ramsey Crooks, who refused to leave his friend. Crooks later wrote of their suffering.
John Day was so weak that when he sat down, he could not rise again without help. We went without food to eat and water to drink. Death seemed inevitable. A very large wolf came prowling around our camp, and John Day, with great exertion and good luck, shot the ferocious animal dead. And to this fortunate hit, I think we owed our lives. The flesh of the wolf we cut up and dried and laid it by for some future emergency, and in the meantime feasted upon the skin, nor did we throw away the bones, but pounded them between stones and made a broth, which in our present circumstances we found very good. For 2 months we wandered about, barely sustaining life with our utmost exertion. All this time we kept traveling to and fro until we happened by mere chance to reach the Columbia River. We proceeded to the falls, where there were Indians in considerable numbers. The Indians closed in upon us with guns pointed and bows drawn, and by force stripped us of our clothes, ammunition, rifles, knives, and everything else, leaving us naked as the day we were born.
John Day and Ramsey Crooks were rescued by a group of fur traders and taken to Fort Astoria. The following spring, John Day joined a group of men making an overland journey to New York. On the way, the strain of his experiences the previous year caused him to lose his mind. He tried to kill himself with a pistol, but the bullet only grazed his scalp. He was placed under guard and returned to Fort Astoria, where he died.